Welcome back to another episode of the Business Funding Podcast. This is Joe Nicolosi with Starcade Capital. I want to wish you a happy new year, an abundant and prosperous 2024 ahead. Wishing the best for you. And as always, we're going to keep this short and sweet. Today, I want to talk about the good old merchant cash advance and what the difference is between a buy rate and a sell rate. So let's start out with talking about the buy rate. So the buy rate in an MCA context refers to the cost of funds for the lender or funding company. It's essentially the price at which the lender purchases future receivables from a business. So that buy rate's expressed as a percentage and really used to calculate the factor rate, which in turn determines the total repayment amount. So let's look at an example of like a $10,000 cash advance. If the buy rate was 20% or a 120, the business would repay $12,000 in total for that 120. Now that's the buy rate. So that's the lender's cost. Now let's talk about the sell rate. So the sell rate, on the other hand, is the rate at which the funding company or broker ends up selling the cash advance to the business owner. So it's often going to be higher than the buy rate, as the broker's commissions or lender markup is included in that MCA sell rate. So the sell rate also expresses a percentage and it impacts the final cost of the advance to the business owner. So let's say on the same $10,000 advance, the sell rate is 25%. So that's a 125. Now the business owner would repay the $12,500. So in these examples right here with the $10,000 between the buy rate and sell rate, you're seeing that the broker's markup would be 500. So 12,500, the original buy rate was 12,000. So the broker baked in that 500 right there. And that's pretty much the difference between a buy rate and sell rate. As again, the buy rate's concerned with the cost for the lender, sell rate is more about the cost for the borrower. So the spread between those two represents the profit margin or commission for the broker or lender arranged in the MCA. And that pretty much is the difference between a buy rate and sell rate. Just wanted to start out the new year with something simple but quick. And I hope you got some value out of this episode. And once again, wishing you an abundant year ahead. And we'll catch you on the next episode.